Hello and welcome to In Touch with NTouch. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we're talking about the NTouch Advantage. But I want to tell you a little bit more about NTouch before we start this conversation. NTouch believes in improving our planet and improving your profits one building at a time. At NTouch, we create a path to a healthier planet by delivering sustainable solutions that reduce energy usage, drive profitability, and simplify facility management for multi-site operators. We have two wonderful guests on board for you today. John Bolin is Chief Executive Officer for NTouch, and Eric Denton is Chief Financial Officer. Thank you both for being with me today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
Really looking forward to this. Before we kind of get into things, I want to start with you, Eric. Can you tell me what motivates you when it comes to the work that is done at NTouch?
Yeah, I think, it's a good question. At a personal level, I have a young son. He's, about to be 7 in a couple of weeks. And, you think about, how do you kind of, what, sits at the intersection between commercial opportunities and really, doing good in the world. And so, my wife and I talk about it often, how can we leave the planet in a better place for him and other future generations? So kind of my North Star, kind of what I'm marching towards is really focusing on, addressing sustainability solutions, doing different mitigation items that can really, impact climate change. And like I said before, kind of the overreaching goal is to ensuring there's a healthier planet for my son. And so any initiative or any type of, product solution that we can put out in the marketplace that leaves the world in a better place for him. That's really kind of where my focus is.
And John, I want to ask the same thing from you. What motivates you with regard to what NTouch does?
Thank you, Michelle. I mean, I'm very fortunate to have my fingerprints with the broader team on that vision statement that you shared with the audience. That our goal is to improve our customers' profits and improve the planet one building at a time. It turns out that making our buildings more efficient and driving energy efficiency from our buildings is one of the highest returning and simplest investments we can make to save the planet. And since I've been at NTouch, we've been able to reduce over 3 billion kilowatt hours of energy that represents over 2 million tons of greenhouse gas. So for me, it's knowing full well that I was not only able to be an author of a really crisp vision with an incredible team, but we've seen the results.
I really think we're digging into really the hearts of both of you here and, what motivates you. We started off with that, but really think it's so important for people to understand, two very big players in this company, what their thoughts are and how you kind of use that to do what you do and to try to make the world a better place and, of course, make things better for your customers. So, John, I want to ask this of you. Tell us about your why and then what led you to NTouch.
That's it's an interesting and hugely personal question for some really great reasons. I mean, Eric's story about his son, Ned, is one that sits close to my heart. And I have a relatively similar story, probably not as close to my moral compass as Eric's is as it started. But I've been in the technology-enabled business services world for a long time. And I've sold a bunch of software and a bunch of hardware to lots of really big companies. And when my then relatively precocious 10-year-old daughter was with me at a restaurant, we were buying breakfast, there was a piece of technology, the point of sale system was on the counter, and it was a computer, if you will, a touchscreen computer that I had helped design and bring to market. Now, mind you, it was several years before then, but I pointed at it and said, look, your dad helped build that. And like almost any 10-year-old in this day and time, she looked at the size and scale of this piece of technology on the counter, looked down at her iPhone and went, so? And it really, at that moment, dawned on me, my kids had no idea what I did and really weren't that impressed. And so several years went by and I had the opportunity to join NTouch. And it really dawned on me that this was the first time that I was going to be able to help design, build, deliver, and implement a solution that really mattered. And now my adult children, when I talk about sustainability and I talk about reducing energy consumption in these buildings. My adult children engage me in that conversation and they're proud of what I do, and so am I. So that's my real why, is that I can commingle this commercial success with my small effort to battle an existential threat to our planet, and it's meaningful, and I'm making a difference that I can be proud of.
Let's tap into that making a difference, because that is so key with what we're talking about today. Eric, I want to pose this question to you. Can you expand on the solutions that NTouch offers, keeping in mind what we've already heard of making things better for the planet as well as your customers?
Sure. At a high level, our solutions, you know, we're really creating a path to a healthier planet. You know, our focus right now is really on HVAC, energy, lighting, refrigeration. And overall, that really helps, you know, helps us to decarbonize buildings. On average, we typically see, our customers experience a 16% kWh reduction in energy spend, and generally achieve a payback, less than 18 months. From a sustainability KPI perspective, our solution impacts 500 million pounds of carbon emission reduction per year. And so what does that mean? You know, that translates into about 250,000 acres of forest saved annually, which is very meaningful to us.
Yeah, and that really is quite impressive. So, John, how can NTouch's solutions really change a company's trajectory?
Well, I think if we step back and we think about the impact on our environment from greenhouse gases, and you start by narrowing it to not just the planet, but to the built environment. What we know is that the built environment generates 40% of the greenhouse gases we have to eliminate. In addition to that, we know that nearly 40% of building energy is consumed by HVAC. And in fact, 7% of all greenhouse gases that we need to eliminate are the result of just heating and cooling our buildings. And when Eric talks about this impact that we can have, what this really equates to are large multi-site operators potentially reducing their energy use at their facilities by 20%. And when you start to reduce energy reduction or energy by those kinds of numbers, you start to see paybacks in the 18-month timeframe that Eric described. But you also start to see things like an internal rate of return that can be north of 200%. You see five-year ROIs north of 200%. And now what you have is a project that you've implemented that impacts your sustainability goals, but creates real dollars to reinvest elsewhere in the business, whether it's for your additional sustainability programs, or it's to expand the business and focus on more top-line revenue-generating activities. Investing in energy efficiency is one of the few places we can invest right now that does not have a green premium, does not require you to have the appropriate moral compass. It is the right thing to do for your business and directly impacts your company's trajectory and profitability almost immediately.
Yeah, win-win on several levels there. Eric, how do you see these changes affecting your customers? What differences does NTouch deliver? I mean, what really sets you apart when it comes to what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, we focus a lot on the energy reduction, but, you know, I kind of want to drill into kind of more on the operational side. So, you know, you think about, you know, what can we offer, you know, improve comfort, something that we hear resonate across our customer base. But there's really something that, you know, we're able to integrate our solution into what's called CMMS, which is, you know, computerized maintenance management software. So we're able to help our customers really manage help tickets. And we can proactively, provide some proactive maintenance, and that really kind of helps extend the life of the facility's assets. And so when you can kind of drive productivity from the maintenance side, kind of what John talked about, that allows our customers to focus on other areas of their business, reinvest those energy savings as well. But then also, you know, when you think about, you know, we have commentary from customers, you know, you can use our solution to, you know, provide a complete inventory of your company's assets, where, you know, you've got distributed properties and things like that. And so it's really something, you know, if we have the ability to reduce truck rolls across our customer base, it drives further savings to the bottom line that really kind of drives productivity within our customers. So, you know, that's just kind of a high level lens of other things we can do outside of just reducing energy spend.
a lot of things there and a lot more that we don't even have time to talk about because we are almost out of time. So any final thoughts, John? I'll ask this of you as we're closing up here.
Sure. I think it's important, especially if you think about what Eric just described, for folks in the audience to think about your facilities as potentially data generating objects. So when you equip them with the NTouch solution, you can attack your sustainability goals using data. You can attack your operational objectives using data generated by the NTouch solution. As we look forward and we look to the horizon, what we understand is that the ecosystem that we are going to operate in from an energy perspective is going to be substantially different than it is today. And having a partner like NTouch that can convert your building to a data generating object is going to allow you to be prepared for the changes that are coming and the changes that we're all going to have to deal with. So, you know, I would encourage folks to join us on our journey to create a healthier planet, one building at a time.
John Bolin, Chief Executive Officer, and Eric Denton, Chief Financial Officer for NTouch. Really appreciate your time. Very eye-opening. And as I said earlier in the podcast, it's really nice to hear what drives and motivates both of you to be involved with this company and really what your end goal is there. As we mentioned several times now, to make things better for the planet, but also to make things better for your customers. So thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to this very special episode of In Touch with NTouch. And of course, you can go to ntouchcontrols.com to find out more information about In Touch there. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.